Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur, where we saw that if an object gets a din when it's a talosh, it retains that din even after it's mechuber. That was the yisod we saw in the previous shiur. And now we're going to try to be miyashiv the sheet of the Ramah, the Rashba, the Tur and Evan Ezra and Simon Kuf Chav Dalet brings the name of the Ramah, that talosh ubesof chibru beget puzzle. That if something first was talosh, and then he was mechaberit, so that's pasul beget. And the pre-chadish was tameyah. Why is that any different than shchita? Shchita talashil v'soif chibray. It's kashil in shchita. So why didn't you get it as a pasul? The Rashba says, I have a raya that there's a difference, because by chulin, by shchita, the Gemara talks about it, and by get, the Gemara doesn't talk about it. So it's mashma that it's pashut. That linyan get, tavalei kimechuber. But we want to understand maishna. So now we can understand that it says in the Tosefta that the din, the makor of the din of ein kois fin get b'mechuber lekarka, is, and also it's a sifri, mas sefer miyuchad shu talosh min hakarka. Yotza davar hamechuber lekarka, madoch sefer krisis, is talush. So too, it excludes, not so too, but it excludes something that's mechuber lekarka. Sefer has to be talush min hakarka. So says the Yerushalmi Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, l'shitas Rabbanan, de Rabbi Yosi Haglili of the Mishnah there, that's mas sefer miyuchad shu talush yotza mechuber. However, the Rishonim were all made that in the Gemara it says later on, Chaf Aleph on the base, that Sefer the Sfiras Tevarim Huda Asa. That says Sefer is coming to tell us that it relates things, Sfiras Tevarim, that's why it's called Sefer Krisus. And the Rashba brings in the name of the Eish Meforashim that according to our Gemara, we don't learn from Sefer that it has to be Talish Menakarka, because from Sefer you learn the Sfiras Tevarim. Rather, you learn from Nasan Biyada, Davar Hanitan, Miyad Liyad, Ayin Sham in the Ritva, who writes that you have to be Makayim the Kroa Kipshuto. It says V'nosan B'yada. And you can only be B'talush. Have you ever tried to give something M'chubra into somebody else's hands? Segaitnish, that doesn't really work. It has to be M'talush. So therefore, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. That it's V'nosan, it has to be Dover, that is Nitan B'yad Liyad, something that's Talush. And Rav Chaim in his Sefer on Kiddushin and Simon Dalet and Anof Aleph explains that according to Tosefta and the Yerushalmi and the Sefri, that the din of Mechuber is because you require Torah as a Sefer, and Mechuber is a Chisaron and the din Sefer. But in our Gemara, din Mechuber is a Psul Bifnei Atzma, that the Mechuber Lekarka is a Psul Legerushin. It's not a Psul in the Get. It's psul in the Geirishin. Geirishin b'mechuber is pasul. So, because the whole psul of mechuber is mitzad nesina, it's a psul in the Geirishin. Ayin sham in the Shari Chaim and Simon Dalet. B'siyata d'shmaya, we recorded a shir explaining that simon, or at least a lot of it. So you can listen to that. Akolpanim, that's the psul of Gerushin. According to the Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Sifri, it's a psul in the Get. If the Get is Mechubal Akari, it's a psul in the Get. And according to Gemara Didan, our Gemara, that learned something else from Sefer, it's a psul in the Gerushin and not in the Get. So now we understand why Talash Elibisov Chibro Gevaldik is a psul in the Get. Because we don't say that, oh, there was a Hechsher, Ksivas HaGet, when it was Talush, and now it never loses this din, because that's what we said, if it gets a din behechsher, it never loses the din. No, because it never got the Hechsher. Because the Hechsher of Talush is only when it's actually being given over. And when it's given over, it's already Mechuber, it's too late. Since it's a Psul, not in the Get, but in the Geirushin, so it never had the Shum Hechsher B'Talush. And now that it was Mischaber, Dino Kimechuber. And that's what the Rashba says, that from the fact that we asked the Kasha by Shchita, we had the Shaila by Shchita, so it's Muchoch, that beget Pshitalon, that it's Pasul. Because by shechita, we think maybe the yesod hadin, as we explained in the previous shir, is in the knife, that it has to have a taras macheles, and memela, once it has a din knife, it doesn't lose it. But beget, pshitalan, that the whole din is only in the gerishin and not in the get, and therefore it never got a hechsher. How super gevaldik is that? Ulefize, ishli ashev gam kushis habach. What was the kash of the bach? That it says in the Mishnah that if you write the get, ala keren shel para, noisin la sapara, yad shel eved, noisin la sa'eved, frek the bach, and then it's kosher. So if you're shechit b'tzipar and shel baal chayim, your shechit is pasul, because since you're shechit b'mechuber, it's pasul. Because this tziporin is mechuber to the animal, so it's considered mechuber. So why then is the keren shel para not considered mechuber? And the get is kosher; it should be considered mechuber and be pasul. So the answer is that b'shchita we pask in that tala shel b'sof chibros kosher because the yisod psul mechuber is in the knife, and therefore since the knife is mechuberes lebal chayim, so it has a shame sekin mechuber, and it's pasul l'shchita. Mashen kein the get that the yisod of the din get is in the gerushin, not in the get itself, but in the divorce. So therefore, even if we say that the get is the yad or the karen, that's the get, not the whole person's the get. So let's say the get is the hand or the karen, and you just have to give the whole para and the whole evet in order that it shouldn't be mechusar ktsitsa, like it says in the Gemara. Nevertheless, it's not shaykh to say that it's considered gerushin b'mechuber, because sof the maisa gerushin is betalish. When it comes to the knife has a shem mechuber, because the yisod psul mechuber is in the knife, and since the knife is mechuber to the baal chaim, it has a shem mechuber. It's pasul l'shchita. Hashem can't beget that the yisod din is in the gerushin. So even if we say that the get is not the whole person, it's just the yad and the keren, and you just have to give the whole person in order that it shouldn't be mechusar ktsitsa, you can't just give the hand or the horn, because then you'd have to cut it off and that would be mechusar ktsitsa. So you give the whole person or the whole evet or the whole para. Nevertheless, it's not shaykh to say that it's considered gerushin b'mechuber. Why? Because the maisa gerushin is betalish. Because the etzem get might be written on the hand or on the horn, which are mechubarim, but the maisa gerushin is with the whole person. And it's giving the whole evid and giving the whole para. So since the maisa gerushin requires the whole evid and the whole para, it's not considered mechuber anymore. Mechuber is if, let's say, that the psul was in the get, then you would say, oh, it's considered mechuber because the get is on the hand and that's mechuber to the rest of the body, so it's considered mechuber. The get is on the horn, and that's mechuber to the rest of the body. That's considered mechuber. But here, by get, we say the problem is not the get, the problem is the maisa gerushin. And how's the maisa done? With the whole person, with the whole para. And hey, let's not mechuber. What's mechuber? The person and the para aren't mechuberim to anything. Hashem came when it comes to shechita, there, the psul is in the knife. So if you have a knife, that was mechuberes the baal chai, the tziporin of a baal chai, that's pasul. Because here the sakin, the knife that's used, is pasul l'shchita. That has a din mechuber. Chibra, we said, is kosher, because first it had a din of a knife, it had a din of a proper knife. But there it's only a din in the knife, and that knife is considered mechubar if it's connected to the Baal Chai, the Tziporin. Masha'en came when it comes to the para, since it's the psul is in the Maisa Gerishin, you don't have mechubar in the Maisa Gerishin. So here the Maisa Gerishin is done with the whole person, with the whole para. And in Mela, that's not considered mechubar. The Hadvarim Hayu Niflaim. And the Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we have a lot more to say. As long as Hashem gives us life, v'siyata d'shmaya. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.